And now this is a dictation for Susan Teat, T as in today, EE, D as in David, November 1341, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Mrs. Teat, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension prior bariatric surgery, last visit in January. This is an in-person visit. To have cataract surgery, to begin on the left side, which is the better eye. Dr. O'Grady, O-G-R-A-D-Y, is going to perform surgery. The right side will be done later on. This is the side that was involved in the stroke involving the eye. Comes accompanied with family member. Recently, sounds like cellulitis or osteomyelitis of the stump, requiring placement of a PICC line, an antibiotics, question vancomycin for 6 weeks, followed with infectious diseases, Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A. Symptoms improve. Presently no vomiting dysphagia, there was diarrhea at the time of antibiotics, is back to normal, no bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, some weight loss from 141 to 135, but eating well, urine without any cloudiness or bladder infection, uses oxygen at night, 1 liter, chronic dyspnea, no pyrolean material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, she's wheelchair bounded, minor edema on the left side. She does have pleural effusion requiring thoracocentesis, 4 opportunities on the left, 1 opportunity on the right. Is supposed to see lung specialist tomorrow in Lansing. Follows with cardiology, Dr. Bandi, B-A-N-D-I. Diuretics has been increased with significant improvement. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the metoprolol, the Demadex, which presently is 40 milligrams divided doses. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 104 over 60 on the right side, the large cuff. She is alert, orientation 3, very pleasant, might decrease hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Breath sounds are decreased. 2/3 on the right, 1/3 on the left. Coarse bronchitis, no gross egophony, no gross dullness. Question irregular rhythm, no pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen, no ascites or tenderness. Trace edema, the most on the left side, right below the knee amputation. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in April, creatinine 2, which is baseline between 1.6, 1.7. GFR will be 24, stage 4. Electrolyte acid base is normal. There is a low albumin at 3.3. Corrected calcium, normal phosphorus elevated 5.1, anemia 11.3, and normal white blood cell platelets. The last echo available October last year, 55%, tricuspid regurgitation, mitral regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, question progression versus recent exposure to vancomycin and effect of higher dose of diuretics. Continue to monitor. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. Continue salt fluid restriction and diuretics given the problems of recent decompensation of volume overload and edema pleural effusion. Next number, CHF, preserved ejection fraction, valve abnormalities as indicated above. Next paragraph, respiratory failure on oxygen at home. Next number, right side pleural effusion. Multifactorial, we'll see what lung specialist has to say. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension. Next number, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, peripheral neuropathy. Next number, blindness of the right eye, but she has peripheral vision. Cataract surgery to be done bilateral eyes. Next number, Watchman procedure of anticoagulation. Next number, bariatric surgery. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, presently no treatment. Next number, elevated phosphorus. Discuss about restricted diet, potentially binders. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. End of dictation.